This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And let's start in Washington, where today the House Committee on Homeland Security heard testimony about lessons learned from last year's Boston Marathon bombings. Among those testifying, former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis and Watertown's Chief of Police Ed DeVoe.
A recurring theme of the hearing was a call for better communication between federal and local law enforcement authorities. Here's Committee Chairman Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas.
State and local police have a strong role in counterterrorism. The Boston PD should have been given more information throughout the entire process. They must know the terror threats in their own backyards. They know those. And this process, in my judgment, has to change.
Matt Visor is a reporter for the Boston Globe's Washington Bureau. He was at the hearing today, and he joins us now. Hi, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure. Thanks for joining us. So we heard Chairman McCaul there talking about the need for change, better communication between law enforcement agencies. Was a suggestion there that Boston police would have been, if they had been better informed about Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who he was, his movements, that things might have turned out differently a year ago?
Yes, that's definitely one of the major takeaways from the House Committee's report, which they made public about a week and a half ago, and which this hearing today was based upon, is this idea that better communication, both within federal agencies themselves as well as from federal agencies with their partners in local law enforcement, would have done something potentially to avert the Boston bombings.
All right. Now, for the first time today, we heard some new details about the explosives that the Tsarnaev brothers were carrying before that shootout in Watertown. What did we learn today?
So they added a little bit more specificity about that they had six more bombs in their car and were on their way to New York, going to Times Square, when they were stopped by police in this shootout in Watertown, Massachusetts, just a few days after the Boston Marathon bombings.
Yeah. And among those who testified today was Watertown Police Chief Edward DeVoe. He had an opportunity to praise his fellow officers and their performance during that shootout with the Tsarnaev brothers. Let's listen to what he said.
The handful of Watertown officers on duty that night acted heroically. The actions of my officers saved lives here in Boston and in New York City. Mr. Chairman, when I began my comments today, I mentioned our goal was to be the best police department in the state. And I'm not sure if we reached that. But I can tell you one thing. For 8.5 minutes, we were the best BAM police department in the world.
So, Matt, how were comments like those received by others in the room today?
Very warmly, in fact. The report itself can be a little bit divisive because it calls out some federal agencies and there's been a little bit of partisanship on the committee. But everybody was unified in sort of thanking the Watertown police officials and local law enforcement in Boston for their work in the immediate aftermath. That was one thing that was a theme among every member of Congress at the hearing, made remarks, and they had the Chairman McCaul, for example, had a Boston Strong pin on his lapel. So there was sort of the theme of the whole hearing was really a thanks. They gave him a standing ovation to the members of the Watertown Police Department who were on hand today.
Now, the House Committee on Homeland Security held a similar hearing in the weeks just after the bombing, which you also attended. You just mentioned emotions were very high at that hearing. Accusations were thrown about. It sounds like today's hearing had a very different feel and atmosphere to it. Tell us about that.
It did. I mean, in a sense, the immediacy just after the bombings of the previous hearing, it was very very poignant, and you felt the national attention on Boston and trying to figure out and determine what went wrong and how do we prevent something like this from happening again. Today felt a little bit different. Not committee members were there at the beginning of the hearing, but toward the end, some of them were filing out. At one point I counted, eight or so of the 29 members of the committee in the room. So there was sort of a sense of, not as much attention on this as there was a year ago at this time, which to some people I think is troubling, that they were not learning the lessons that we maybe should.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Did you get a sense that there's a sort of seriousness about lessons learned and about what has to change, if anything?
There certainly is among some members of the committee. But the committee report, for example, the Democrats did not choose to sign on to the report to endorse it, other than Bill Keating, the Democrat from Massachusetts. He was the only Democrat to sign on to the report. So there is a sense of, you know, trying to figure out what's next. Bill Keating, for example, is crafting some legislation as a response to change some things about the way information sharing occurs between federal and local officials. So that's the hope, is that people like Bill Keating and others may be able to file some legislation. Although in Washington, things seem to move toward the next thing, and that's sort of what's happened here, it seems.
All right. That's Matt Visor, reporter for the Boston Globe's Washington Bureau, talking about the House Committee on Homeland Security's hearing today on lessons learned from the Marathon bombings. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
In a moment, we'll take a look at the lessons learned by Boston's medical community. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.